Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Chulin 120. And Kuf Chaf Amar Av, the Gemara is discussing the concept of foods that are prohibited, which the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat them. And the Gemara makes the point that even if you dissolve them and they become liquids, they're still going to be prohibited. And the Gemara is going to explain where that what is the source of that prohibition. So says our Gemara, we learned in a braisa, in Menachos, hikfa es hadam, if a person takes blood and congeals it, makes it solid, we know blood is prohibited to eat, but if a person turns this liquefied blood into a solid, va'achalo, and then eats it, o shehimcha es hachelev ugemao, or if you take chelev, this fat, which is solid, and you dissolve it and make it liquid, and then you drink it, chayev, a person is going to be liable for kares, for eating the blood, and for eating the chelev, meaning to say, even though you make the solid, but you make the liquid blood solid, which is not the normal manner in which blood is eaten, and even though you make the chelev liquid, you're still going to be liable for the penalty for eating blood and for eating fat, even though it's not the normal way of eating it. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand why, hikfa es adam v'acholo, I understand why if you take the blood and you congeal it, why you're going to be liable for eating it, because the reason is, Kevin de Akve, because you congealed it, you show that that's the way you want to eat it. Achshuve achshuve. Your mindset was that this is a food, and therefore you turned it, you consider it a food, and therefore you're liable for quote-unquote eating the blood. However, that which the Braisa states, Himcha es achelav ugemao, that which the Braisa refers to the case of where one takes the fat and swallows it, and you're going to be liable. Why? Why are you liable under those circumstances? The prohibition of the Torah is eating the chelav, eating the forbidden fat. Achilu k'siv bei, says the Gemara, eating is what's written by it. And as it states, kol chelav shor v'chesev v'ez lo tochelu, you can't eat the fat. V'ha, and here you're drinking it, so it's lav achilu, so it's not considered eating. And so therefore, since it's not considered eating, why are you liable for drinking the fat? So says Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers, the reason is because there's an extra word with respect to the fat. There's an extra word in the verse. It says ki kol ochel chelav v'nichorsa ha-nefesh ha-ochelos me'ameha. The soul that eats it is going to be prohibited, is going to be cut off. And so from the extra word nefesh, the word nefesh, the soul is redundant, says Reish Lakish, that is l'rabos es ha-shota. That's coming to tell us that somebody who drinks the chelav is also going to be liable, because the nefesh is an expression of desiring it, meaning as Rashi says. So therefore the Torah is saying that the prohibition of chelav includes anything that a person benefits from, not just eating but also drinking, and so therefore you're liable for the chelav not only if you eat it but also if you drink it. The Gemara brings the same logic also as it relates to chametz on Pesach, and matzah on Pesach. So says our Gemara, the Braisa states in Pesachim 35a, Gabe chametz ki agavna. Similarly to, with respect to chametz, with respect to leavened products on Pesach, we say the same thing. For example, himcha'u, if a person takes a solid chametz and you dissolve it in, you take the bread and you dissolve it in water, ugema'o, and you drink it on Pesach, im chametz, if the bread is chametz, then anush karetz, you're going to be liable for the severe penalty of karetz for drinking the chametz. And the reason is because you're equivalent to eating the chametz on Pesach. Im matzahi, however, if it is matzah, ein adam yotzei ba yodei chavasa b'pesach, a person has not fulfilled their obligation of eating the matzah on Pesach. So if a person takes matzah, dissolves it in water, and drinks it at Seder night, the person has not fulfilled their obligation of eating matzah on Pesach. So the Gemara wants to understand why this is the case. Bishlama, in matzahi, I understand that if a person takes the bread and dissolves it, I understand with respect to matzah why it's not going to be considered matzah. Ein adam yodei chavasa b'pesach. I understand why if a person takes the matzah and dissolves it, a person has not fulfilled their obligation of eating matzah on Pesach, because matzah is specifically called lechem oni. It has to be bread of affliction, as it states in Deuteronomy 16, verse 3. Lechem oni amarachmana. And so therefore, in order to fulfill the obligation of matzah, you need to be eating this in its solid form. V'hai lav lechem oni. And this matzah which you've dissolved, this bread which you've dissolved is not matzah anymore, because it's like liquefied form. Ella im chametzu Anush Kares. That which the Braisa states, that if it is chametz and you dissolve it, you're still going to be liable for the divine penalty. Why? Achiluk sivabei. It's the same idea. You should only be liable for eating it, and this is not eating it. So why are you going to be liable for eating chametz if you dissolve it and then it becomes liquid form? So why are you liable? So says Rish Lakish, the same answer. Amar Kra, the verse states, nefesh, whoever eats the chametz, v'nichrasah nefesh ahimi Israel. And this comes, l'rabos es hashota, this comes to include one who drinks the chametz. So not only is one who eats the chametz going to be liable, but also one who drinks the chametz. But we see from here, the Torah Chaim makes the point that the reason why you don't fulfill your obligation of matzah on Pesach, if you dissolve it, is specifically because of the reason of lechem oni, that the matzah needs to be in a bread form. But in general, he makes the point, and not all the poskim agree with him, but the Torah Chaim makes the point that in general, if a person eats something, even though it's not the normal manner of eating it, a person could be fulfilling their mitzvah. If there's another mitzvah which a person is obligated to eat, and a person eats it in a unusual manner, which is not the normal way of eating it, like, for example, the dissolving the matzah and drinking it, that even though that doesn't work for matzah, it would work for other areas, because the concept of lechem oni is the only reason why it doesn't work by matzah. But otherwise, by eating of a mitzvah, we wouldn't say it needs to be done in the normal manner of eating, just as long as the matter is consumed in one's body.